This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight. Still the furor won't die down over Comey's firing, although there were a lot of high fives and then there were a lot of shishker shames that were heard around the Hill, and the Democrats are really pushing for independent counsel. Here's some of the quick reacts. First of all, with the firing of Comey, it's interesting. This means what happens with health care and the tax plans now, because remember, this was really what was in the wings, and this Comey firing has upstaged it somewhat, at least for the next few days. Not that it's the conversations aren't happening, but because of Comey, they're taking a back seat. So Trump, who was struggling to get enough votes to get some of his agenda through, now has to be able to get enough Republicans to jump on board with the two things I mentioned, health care and tax reform. And if you do the math, Republicans control 52 of the Senate's 100 seats. You know that. It takes about 60 to get pretty much anything done. And there's already some contentious Trump initiatives with the healthcare situation. So revamping the tax codes on the list, and then you've got this budget for the fiscal year that starts October 1st. So the Comey firing has also sent some Republicans into their corners as they try to figure out what they're going to do next. Nine Republican senators face re-election next year. The two that are considered the most vulnerable are one from Nevada, Dean Heller, and Arizona's Jeff Flake, of course. So any kind of turmoil over the president could have an effect on the elections. But it just seems like one, it's like Pac-Man, one controversy swallows the other controversy. But because of the Comey firing, health care gets put in the drawer for at least 2 seconds. And that's not the only thing. Of course, repeal or roll back the Dodd-Frank law requiring, regulating Wall Street. You have Senator Orrin Hatch, who's the guy who chairs the Senate Finance Committee. He's up for re-election next year, but isn't considered to be vulnerable. So he gets a break there. You're also talking about the federal court nominees. The crazy swirl of what's happening, the Comey firing, means will there be more defections from the Trump camp among Republicans? That's why he's walking a high wire somewhat with the Comey situation. And then you got the Senate subpoenaing Michael Flynn's documents, and remember, of course, Flynn was in like Flynn and then quickly was not the national security advisor anymore, and they're looking for documents into their investigation into the interference, the alleged interference of the 2016 elections. They requested documents back at the end of April. Flynn didn't turn them over. Now, is he going to turn over thousands? I mean, they've already finished thousands of documents. What's he going to turn over? I mean, he was removed in February, but he was removed after it was revealed that he had lied about the nature of his conversations with Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, the Russian ambassador to the United States. Remember, we just heard from the former acting attorney general, Sally Yates, who said she'd warned the Trump administration that Flynn essentially could be blackmailed by Moscow more than probably 2 weeks or so before he was dismissed. So, in other words, the Comey thing, good in one sense and troubling in another sense, but full steam ahead is kind of taking a few little departures from what was the focus of what the administration, the new administration, was going to do. And, of course, that's natural, obviously. Obviously. Ever want to be a CEO of a company? I got to bring this up at the top because I got five emails on this. Five emails is what I say. It's like five calls to a congressperson or senator's office means they're going to respond. Five emails for America Tonight on one subject where people go pretty deep. There was a story that was on MarketWatch where they talked about some figures, some new data that was released by Executive Pay Watch. And this report was conducted by the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations. So, in other words, the AFL-CIO. And last year, CEOs were paid 355 times the average worker. The average worker. So what does that mean? Average worker, maybe $37,000. Wall Street bonuses, 890%. Soared, 890%. So the gist is the average CEO is making $10 million. I had to read that a couple times, and that would mean probably with stock options and everything else. But, I mean, here's what I say to that, and you can throw tomatoes at me if you want. I get it. I mean, I think there's some that are slaughtering the system, absolutely. But there are others who are using connections, who are kicking it, who have pumped up revenues, who are practically rolling up their sleeves and selling for XYZ. And we live in a capitalist society, so totally, completely smashing someone for their pay. I mean, it looks ugly when you see it on paper. There's no doubt about it. In fact, I read this thing about from the National Women's Law Center in Washington, D.C., and they say the amount of what a woman is earning versus a man, you know, 80 cents per dollar. And they're saying for a minority woman, it's 65 cents on the dollar. Wow. And what's the minimum wage? You know, that whole discussion. But I think it's one where you have to be very careful, because what is the CEO doing to earn the pay? Has the bottom line completely just kicked it? And if it has, then the answer is, then they're going to reward whoever the CEO is, because it's at their direction as to what the strategy is and what tactically is implemented. And there you have it. I mean, it makes sense. How about this? Snapchat, you might be doing this with your grandchildren or your children, perhaps. You know, it's where you take the silly, ridiculous pictures and then they do disappear, like you have rabbit eyes and ears and whatever. Snapchat co-founders lost $1 billion each. Do you think they have more stocked away? I mean, it's a rhetorical question. I'm just kind of assuming they do. We're stepping aside, then we're dipping in the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Send me your thoughts that I feel as though I don't want to waste any more time. Let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. This one is from Kurt. Kurt says, Kate. James Comey was a lame-o. You and I both know it. To be honest, I voted Republican most of my life, but I frankly am an independent now. I'm so tired of everyone's nonsense. I want to vote for who I want to vote for, period. But Comey was not great at his job, especially how he handled the Hillary Clinton thing, the accusations about Russia. It was just absolutely ridiculous. I don't think you have to have any kind of stripe to have an opinion on that. The guy was lame. He needed to go. He was not doing a great job. He certainly didn't exemplify what you would see in a leader of the FBI. Well, I agree. I don't think he was the right director. Sometimes you put the wrong people in what you think is the right place, and he was one of them. Absolutely. Here's another one. This one is from Wynn, who says, the president could fire him however he wanted to fire him. I heard you mention that, and you're right. If he didn't want to be FBI director anymore, then he would look at the collateral damage and they decided this was the right way to go, perhaps because he would have been more damaging otherwise. We'll see what an investigation yields if they do one, but this guy was never great at what he did. He certainly didn't look the part, that's for sure, and how he would address the nation. He didn't seem as though he was completely competent to me, and maybe that's a judgment, but I'm calling it as the judgment. Why? He just didn't have that je ne sais quoi that you need to be truly a decent politician. I like how you said that, a decent politician. Here's one from Jan. Kate, what a disgrace. Betsy DeVos booed at a commencement. It's a commencement, so save your political speeches. She's the education secretary. Half of the 380 students graduating the ceremony stood and turned their backs to DeVos. There was hecklers, jeers, cheers. I mean, none of it was really that good. I happened to see a little stream of it. But at one point, they had to try to calm the crowd down and say, if the behavior continues, we can mail the degrees to you. They even had to escort somebody out of the arena. Yeah, she's controversial. I mean, you know. And people were saying, oh, here she is giving a commencement speech at the historically black college. So how, Bethane Cookman, so how ridiculous is that? And I think that was probably part of it, part of the obnoxiousness of the crowd, I guess, was because of that. How about this one from Kevin? Kate Delaney, I like your show. I actually like it when you inform us about other things that are happening in the world. We forget sometimes it's not all about politics all the time. And again, this is why, thank you, thank you, thank you, I like America Tonight. Here is the deal. I know that you talk about, on your Forbes segment, you talked to a lot of CEOs of tech companies. I've enjoyed that, by the way. Did you see that Apple is dumping $1 billion into an expansion program they have in Nevada? I did see it. They said that it was a data center east of Reno. So they're doubling their investment, roughly tripling their workforce, and having to hire additional workers too. And it's a big announcement for Reno, because it's going to be $4 million shipping, receiving warehouse. Everything that includes is pretty big. I mean, last week, I remember this, Apple announced a new $1 billion fund to create more U.S. manufacturing jobs, but they didn't really give very many details, and I guess this is some of the details. Right now, they've got about 700 workers in Nevada, and they've got the largest solar investment right now happening. They say that they're powering their data center with clean energy. Yeah, so how about that? Apple actually was awarded $89 million in state property and sales tax abatements when it committed to the data center in 2012. So increasing that investment has been pretty big. It sounds like there's like a give and take here. But there were complaints. There were complaints from the city council in Reno that Apple doesn't just pay, they offer a living. When people were complaining about jobs, somebody immediately, one of the council people said, look, they offer a living wage. They're not just paying, throwing money at you. They're paying a living wage, and that's a good thing. And I would concur. That is a good thing. Definitely. Here's one from Frank, who says, Kate, we're listening to you in Sarasota. I've heard other people shout out. So I'm going to shout out to you that we are listening to you in the Sunshine State. And as I listen to what you're talking about, and I find it super interesting, is who are you more afraid of? Are you more afraid of Kim Jong-un, or are you more afraid of Putin? Well, Kim Jong-un is the nutbag for the moment, and I think he is nutty, for whatever that's worth. In other words, I think he could ignite a war, and it would not be good if he did that. It would not be good. So I'm thinking, I hope Kim Jong-un does lie in the weeds and doesn't try to taunt, because I think there's part of him that I'm not saying he must be, you know, nuked to smithereens. I don't think so. But I think he wants a better sense of where he stacks up. I think it's more ego than anything else. I really do. A military conflict would just pull everyone head to head. And of course, we still have troops at that border at the DMZ. And then everybody would be, they'd have to pull everyone back. It would be, I just don't feel like it'll happen. I don't think it's going to happen. But I would say Kim Jong-un, at the top of my evil list, he would make the evil list. But trust me, they're neck and neck. I would say there's a list of countries to be careful of. And a lot of them, ironically, I know it surprises you, are in the Middle East. Yeah. The Quinnipiac poll just released presidential numbers, and Trump's approval rating is at a solid 36. So it's dipped down again. His disapproval rating was 58% among the voters that were surveyed between Thursday and Tuesday last week. So now the new results compare to a 56% approval rating in an April 19th poll that followed Trump's decision to unleash 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles on Syria in response to President Assad's use of chemical weapons. Wow, interesting. And then there's the proverbial question of, who is better? Who is better, Trump or Obama? When any president comes in, they don't immediately file into the flow, if that makes sense. They flow into it at their own time. So too early to judge any of that. That's why they have libraries and those conversations way, way down the line. Stay with us. Forbes Books at Bedtime coming up.
I'm jealous of life. I'm jealous of life.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out.
Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Once again here on Forbes Books at Bedtime, Tiffany Hollier, right?
Yes.
Just like Cartier.
Exactly.
Is with us. Very, very cool name. Oh So Social is the company. That is a kick butt name.
Thank
right?
you.
Oh So Dot Social.
Oh,
oh
okay.
Dot.
Oh So Social. Oh So Social is also in Australia, I found out. So, no affiliation with me, but for social media purposes, I would throw in the dot.
Dump it in. So tell us, give us the broad view. Tell us exactly what you do.
Okay. So I develop strategies for businesses and brands to leverage social media to grow their businesses. Broad spectrum.
That was a killer elevator.
It was. 8 seconds. She nailed it.
Will that all fit in one tweet?
That's a good question. I think if I didn't use every vowel in each word, it probably could.
And would that be an acceptable way to communicate it?
It would, yes. Okay. Twitter has its own special language.
Exactly.
So, you know what's interesting? And Tiffany and I met yesterday. Kate, I don't remember, Kate, if you were here or not, but we met and I thought, I want to talk to Tiffany about Oh So Dots. Technically, it's actually at Oh So Dot Social.
The company is Oh So Social.
And my Twitter handle is
at Oh So Dot Social. Okay. And the website, instead of being a .com, is Oh So Dot Social.
Yes, it's really great. And the reason I wanted to talk to you is because I know you can't tell this is true, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
Kate and I are of a different generation.
Yes.
No, you were not supposed to agree with that.
No, I was just guessing.
You were not supposed to say, I could have guessed. You're supposed to say, oh, you're at the prom.
Yeah.
But, I mean, your generation is different.
Yes.
And so when you decided to start this company, what did you see happening in the world that you thought, That's a business opportunity.
Ironically, I came up with this idea at the WPO conference in Phoenix.
Oh, how funny.
I am not a member. My mother is. And I was blessed to attend with her. And at that time, she was branding herself.
Okay.
And I was working on her social media just on the side. Made her sit in on one of the breakout groups regarding social media. And the poor speaker could not get through her presentation because all of the C-level women in the room couldn't even figure out how to get into Twitter or how to download the Facebook app.
No. And so we had to have oh so social.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So I looked at my mom and I said, if I had a coaching and consulting business, I would have 400 leads right here in this room.
Yeah.
And from that.
So was that a year ago or more?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And did you come back last year?
I did not. I missed last year.
Okay.
So this is my second one.
Wow.
And so, how many leads?
Yeah, this is
A few leads so far, actually. A lot within our internal chapter, a lot internationally, was reconnecting with some people I had met from the one in Phoenix.
Right.
Karen Tracy, who just won an amazing award today in the UK, spoke with her, have spoken with women in New Jersey, all over the United States. It's been great.
So what do you do? What do you do then? And you said it, they had no clue about social media. Do you go in and teach that, give them the strategy? Because you use the word strategy.
Yes.
And because so you, if you show me social media, but if I don't use it correctly, then it doesn't do me any good. So
correct.
you give them all of that, the basics on down, right?
Correct. So step one is strategy development. From there, it's just a matter of how the client wants to engage. Some people are very hands-on, some are very hands-off. I prefer to work with clients that are willing to have some level of participation because that's where you get your authentic content from. And then I work with them on coaching how to get that content, how to implement that strategy, what the best practices are. And then I usually take care of the more technical things like the analytics and the social advertising, things that you really need the long-term experience to achieve.
Now, did you have a background in social media? I know you said you were doing some work for your mother.
Correct.
Who has a business and is a member of WPO. And
correct.
We should explain, we're at the Women President's Organization annual conference in Orlando. This is where we've met Tiffany. Other than working for your mother who owns a business and is a member of the WPO, did you have a background in social media as a job or as a business?
Yes and no. I started my career in television doing product placement at NBC in New York. My first year there is when the writer's strike happened. And what most people don't realize is how that affected our business. As we actually were joking at the start of the show and having syndication and having to pause for advertising to pay for what we're doing today, the exact same thing happened with digital content. Well, how that changed the business was no one thought about how to advertise on digital before. So I remember being at NBC and someone from the top coming down and saying to our team, can one of you figure out how we can make some money on that web thing? And that's where
what year,
it
what
started.
What year was that?
That was in 07.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Quickly after that, you start to see teams pop up dedicated to digital, dedicated to on-air, and then all of a sudden this social thing happened. When I was in college, Facebook was just for college students.
Right.
By the time I started my career, it was opened up, but people still really didn't get it. So again, they came back to us. Can you guys figure out what we're supposed to do with this social thing? So I say yes and no because my career wasn't specifically social media, but I was there for the start, the growth, and the evolution, and learning how that all comes into play to leverage our business.
Can you have a business and have no social media footprint and be successful?
Absolutely not.
I agree, by the way.
I actually think you can.
Oh, I
really?
I think it's so
rare.
But I think there are some companies that, well, I mean, we just talked with a guy who's a security expert, and, you know, it would have been interesting to have asked, you know, but I think there's some businesses that exist solely by word of mouth, or they only have the clients they want, or they don't want to have growth, or they don't want to communicate. But I do agree with you. I think 99.999% of the time, if you're ignoring this, you're a dope.
Well, and certainly if you can have a business without it, but is it going to be the type of business, have the longevity,
yes.
have the growth that you want it
yes.
to have.
What do you think, and you know this, because there's so much different ways to leverage social media. Mm-hmm. If somebody is just starting, and it's like some of the C-level people you've worked with, mm-hmm. what is the, and I know every business is different, but what do you think is the top, what are the top three things they definitely need? Like, is it Facebook?
Yes.
Is it LinkedIn? Is it, what is it?
Stop using Twitter. Unless you entered Twitter 10 years ago, you are not going to successfully enter the Twitter world today.
Yep, I
really?
Agree.
You mean it's not possible? What? How do you qualify successful? What is it? Number of followers? Number of tweets?
Engagement.
Okay.
Engagement, really, followers, mm-hmm. quality followers, mm-hmm. which usually you
can
tell.
You mean those followers I bought
engagement.
Are not quality
oh,
followers?
Oh, no, please. I never want to hear that come out of anyone's mouth. Oh. And people don't understand there's a difference between using paid social to increase your followers
right.
versus buying likes. Very different. Mm-hmm. You know, one's qualified, the others are halfway around the world
right.
and you don't know who they are.
Right.
So kill Twitter.
Kill Twitter.
Okay, so what do I do instead?
100% be on Facebook.
Really?
Facebook's not
for
going.
All businesses.
Every yes, all businesses.
Really?
I guarantee you, Mark, you heard it here first.
Okay.
Facebook is going to put Yelp out of business.
So I want to link up that what she just said so we can make this very tweetable, but shareable.
You can, if you're still using
yeah,
Twitter and you
yay,
already
like
have
Cartier,
that growth, yes.
company. I want to get this whole thing pluggable and shareable. The company is oso.social on Twitter, even though you're saying don't bother, you have a Twitter handle because
yes.
you started 10 years
as
ago.
As a safety net,
yes.
I will
it's
tell you that
oso.
At these conferences, social. My Twitter feeds spike because
right.
where we are today,
yeah.
yes.
they're not using Instagram,
yes.
they're not using Facebook
right.
here, so I'm forced to use Twitter.
Forced. Oh.
To engage.
So.
Even
right.
though I typically don't do it.
Right,
yes.
right. So Facebook, what else besides Facebook?
Instagram.
I was just going to say, my Instagram, there was somebody that wanted me to write a column for them. And my Instagram, I've been trying to explode
that?
It. You're
no,
so funny. Because of the pictures and the video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
and Facebook owns Instagram, FYI.
Yeah.
So, but I would imagine that in the B2B space, mm-hmm. LinkedIn can also be very, very
LinkedIn
powerful.
Can be very successful, and they've had some changes in leadership where they're really trying to evolve their features and platforms. Mm-hmm. So while their monthly user base is still pretty low, it'll be interesting to see how they grow over the next few months and year as they roll out some of their new products.
Okay, I have a question. What's the biggest social media mistake you have made, either for yourself or a client, and you can hide the client's name?
Ooh,
but we'll still ask them.
That is a really good question. Other than just stupid grammatical misspellings, that's never fun, although I see major publishers make the same mistake. I think probably not linking back to the original author.
Mm.
A lot of people repurpose content,
mm-hmm.
right,
which is okay if you either get the permission or give the proper credit.
That's wonderful.
Exactly.
Right, right.
But not giving the proper credit can certainly get you sometimes more than a slap on the hand. Thankfully, people are pretty forgiving, but it can get you definitely in some deep waters.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask the opposite question. What was your massive home run?
Oh, my massive home run. So right now I have a client who has a pool inflatable product.
Mm.
And they started their Facebook from nothing. They weren't sure that they believed in it. They gave me a small budget of $250 a month for the paid social. That has now tripled, and they had the highest sales on Amazon that they have since the start of their product in the last week.
Wow. So they're happy.
Awesome.
They're very happy.
Yeah. You might be around with them for a while.
Hoping.
So if someone wants to talk to you about their company's needs
yes.
in social, I mean, I have to tell you, I'm sitting here watching you talk about this stuff, and I'm going, she's smart.
No kidding. Duh.
So someone can reach out to you, well, not on Twitter. Well, yes, on Twitter. At oso.social. At oso.social.
Correct.
It's tough.
Correct.
They can go to your website at oso.social.
Correct.
And is there a kind of perfect company or company size or industry?
No, I'm open to everybody needs it. It's just a matter of what your goals are and how we scale that for your business specifically.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Tiffany Hollier, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dream job. How would you like to stop making excuses for why you don't have the job that you really want and you could pursue your passion? Alan Ageman joins us now. He knows all about this because he's managing partner of a nationwide staffing firm. So he's been in the field for 3+ decades. And boy, I bet we could learn a lot from Alan. Alan, thanks so much for jumping on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So here's the ultimate question. Everybody talks about this. I mean, I think it was stamped on my forehead. I can remember saying this to people when they would get upset at their job, but they were doing well and they had to feed their family and their economic engine. I would say, make sure it's the right time to look for a job. So when is the best time to look for a job?
The standard answer is while you're working. You know, you always want to look for an opportunity while you're working. You can kind of, you know, basically set back, assess the market, target a couple of companies that you like to work for, go through the process slowly, because it is a job, looking for your job, looking for that right job. But when you're working, it's ultimately the best time to do it.
All right, so the best time is when you're employed, but what about when you're stressed and there's a downsizing, something happens, the company closes, and you just have no closes and you have no choice and you're in the middle of that situation? I know because somebody sent this to me and I thought this was brilliant. You recommend that people read a couple of different books to pump them up, right?
You know, it's all about attitude. You know, life is full of ups and downs and how we deal with them. I myself, my career has been a blessed career. But we have ups and downs, and how do you deal with your challenges? How do you deal with the challenges of everyday life? You got to pick yourself, get punched in the stomach, pick yourself up again, keep yourself positive, do things that work your mind, body, and soul, whether it's diet, eating right, exercise, taking care of your family the right way. But you also need that time for yourself, and you have to find what makes you tick. I'm a family man myself, but also I need Alan time. And that Alan time, you kind of get to figure out, you know, what you do and what makes you tick. Whether it's getting up an hour early and, you know, going to the gym before you start the day, or maybe getting home late after everyone goes to bed and just kind of chilling out and relaxing in your bedroom, doing some yoga, listening to some video, watching some videos or music. There's a lot of things we can do to keep ourselves positive. You've got to find out yourself and how to do that.
Well, that sounds good. Yoga sounds good right about now. Great advice.
Yeah.
So how about... Go ahead.
Not after two cups of coffee. It's not after.
I understand that. I'm like you. I'm a coffee drinker, too.
Yeah.
So what about if, as we're saying, you're out of work, you're looking for a job. What are the industries, the top industries who are hiring?
The Bacharach Group's been in business for 40 years. We're a New York-based nationwide staffing firm, and we've seen an uptick in the market in probably about, we have 12 different verticals here, technology, digital, engineering, real estate, finance and accounting is real good. Again, healthcare is a tremendous business, office services, and they all kind of tying it together. You know, so right now we're seeing an uptick the last 5 or 6 years. Yes, I am in the staffing industry for 3 decades plus. It makes me feel old, but I'm surrounded by young people, so I feel like I'm 20 years old. But I think that the divisions or the verticals that I mentioned are hot businesses right now. You know, technology, digital engineering, I mean, it's all, you see what's going on in Manhattan. There's building all over, and technology drives everything.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, what if this happened to me, but I found a way to break out of it. What if you're kind of pigeonholed into a specific position? What do you do to change your career or spark your career? What can you do?
Well, first of all, while you're working in any organization, you know, you know, everyone gets pigeonholed doing what they're doing. You have to continue to learning. Continue to learn.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people, you know, again, like you said earlier, you know, we have to support our families, come home, make sure the bills are paid. But again, you have to find time because that day is going to come. Either you're going to get downsized or something is going to happen. But if you learn as you go, you'll never have a problem. And it's very easy to do that today. You know, years ago, you had to go to a classroom to do it. Today, you can go in front of your computer. You can do online training and sit there. And you can learn a lot. You know, you can do a lot of online courses. Keep the mind fresh. Positive stuff. Keep the mind positive stuff. And the results will be positive.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you 100%. Alan, thank you so much. One last question. Let's say, I get it when you're younger and you're looking for a younger job. What if you're somebody in your 40s or 50s? There's still hope, right? There's people that hire people in older age groups.
I'm 62. Yeah.
Actually,
you know, it's funny. You ever see the movie The Intern? Robert
yes.
De Niro?
Yeah.
Great movie, right?
Yeah.
You know, so they're all good careers. You know, they're still good careers, and the market's picking up, thank God, and there are good jobs out there, both on the full-time side, on the temporary side, maybe somebody a little bit older that doesn't want to retire yet, wants to work part-time. There's some good temp jobs depending on their skill set, and the seniors bring great value to a company. They bring old-school values. They bring a way of doing things that maybe a lot of people can learn from.
Yeah, there you go. Alan Ageman, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day.
Right, I thought that was great advice. What an upbeat guy. And as he said, he's been blessed and he's been in the same career. But I think he really, I know there's some of you listening out there that are in that same spot. And listen, I've been there. Careers are very, very strange. And especially in big corporations, things can change or maybe something changes with you. And there are a couple of books. There's a couple of books actually that he recommends. And I thought that was great that he said his advice that he gave about the yoga, etc. But there's a book by Dan Harris. It's called 10% Happier. That sounds reasonable, right? right? If you could just be 10% happier. There's another one by Gil Hassan. It's called How to Deal with Difficult People, because that's a lot of times what we see that happens in workplaces. It's about the difficult people, and so you have such a hard time maneuvering around it. It makes everything miserable, and everybody's talking miserable, and you don't want to be there, and, oh, you used to like the job. And all that kind of nonsense that comes into play. And then David Stoop has a book called You Are What You Think. And boy, do I totally subscribe to that. You are what you think. If every day you're beating yourself up, I mean, everybody can have a bad day, everybody can make a mistake, whatever. But if you constantly relive it, if you constantly blame yourself, that's just going to marinate. I call it marinating. That's going to marinate in your mind, and that's just going to become that much more magnified, so you certainly don't want that. And a couple of other things I would say, and Alan would agree with me, you know, for sure on this, is you can stand out by practicing your interviews. Do some mock interviews. Make sure you have the right look for the job that you're going for. I have a friend that used to say, dress for the job you want, and whether we like it or not. I mean, it doesn't really even matter what field you're in. It doesn't even matter if you're a truck driver. It just depends on where you are and what you do. You want to make sure that you do that. Also, the other thing is, make sure, and I agree with this, make sure you send a handwritten note. Sometimes when I'm speaking and I talk about this, one of the things you absolutely can do is write a note, because people like to get things in the mail. Why? Because, you know what? For one, they like to get things in the mail, but two, they don't get that many things in the mail. So you have an advantage there, where it used to be probably that's what everybody did, because there wasn't all the emails. It just wasn't common procedure, even when we first had the internet. So writing the handwritten note can really, really matter. It's something you can do if you go for a job interview, or you are looking for something and somebody's giving you some great advice, and they're just helping you. They're telling you where to research or what they heard. Doing that, making that extra step, wow, that can make such a big difference. I would say one thing, because I know for myself, when I'm in a hurry, make sure you proofread it. Make sure you proofread it, because it'd be so easy to have a silly spelling error just because you're rushing or trying to get it in the mail, you know, before whatever time, and then that's when that kind of stuff happens. But I thought it was great what he said, and I think it's good to also keep your resume up to date. And when you are looking at a specific position, and he mentioned some of the hot areas, what is it you can do to acquire some kind of extra skill? And Alan talks about this too. Any kind of extra training, certifications, something that you could easily do too. It doesn't have to be something ridiculous, but something that could help you to raise your profile a bit in that area, or just give you that extra skill, period, so that you can put it on the resume and give you a better chance at possibly getting the job. And you just have to constantly update that resume. I know we have many people that listen to America Tonight. Izzy is one of them, who's had several careers. I thought it was so fascinating as we got to know her that she would talk about, well, I used to be here, and I lived here, and I did this. And it was so interesting because she reinvented herself a couple of different times, and that's what it sometimes happens, and also because you want to do it, either necessity or you want to do it. So that's why that resume part becomes so important. Wow. Great advice from Alan Ageman. Stay with us, and we have much more coming your way on the flip side.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.